What do we know of the terrors of the journey?
Henry, you simply do not understand innocence. She will be afraid of nothing. She will not even know that there is anything there to be afraid of. She's too humble. Yet she must suffer.
Yes, Miss Merriman?
Mr. Gibbs is here.
Ask him to come in. And you may bring the tray in now.
Very good, Sir Henry.
Alex is here.
Good.
Well, well, how have we got on?
Everything is in order.
Chamberlains have chosen.
They accept their destiny.
And she has made the choice.
She will be fetched this evening.
Thank you, Miss Dalloway.
Sir Henry.
And now, we are ready to proceed to the libation.
The words for the building of the hearth. Let them build the hearth under the protection of the stars.
Let them place a chair each side of it.
May the holy ones watch over the roof. May the moon herself influence the bed.
The words for those who go upon a journey.
Protector of travellers, bless the road.
Watch over her in the desert. Watch over her in the mountain.
Protect her in the tumult. Protect her in the silence.
There is one for whom the words cannot be spoken.
They cannot be spoken yet.
You mean Peter Quill?
He has not yet come to where the words are valid.
Shall we ever speak them?
Others, perhaps, will speak them. You know, I have connections. Even in California.
You could leave the trolley with the glasses there in that corner.
Yes, ma'am. Will there be anything more you require?
Just the door and the tray. Thank you.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Ah, I'm in good time, I think. I hope you've not been worrying.
Oh, no. I did, in fact, ring up your chambers and your clerk told me you'd already left. But all I rang up for was to reassure you...
That you hadn't run away?
No, Edward, that's unfair. You know that we've given several parties in the last 2 years and I've attended all of them.
I like the dress you're wearing.
Well, Edward, do you know it's the first time you've paid me a compliment before a party, and that's when one needs them.
Well, you deserve it. We asked too many people.
They won't all come, out of those who accepted. You know, we said we can ask 20 more because they will be going to the Gunnings instead.
Yes, but I'd forgotten what the Gunnings parties were like. Their guests will get just enough to make them thirsty, and they'll come on to us later, roaring for drink.
And if it's very crowded, they can't get at the cocktails, and the man won't be able to take the tray about, so they'll go away again.
After they've all gone, we will have some champagne. Just ourselves. You lie down now, Lavinia. No one will be coming for at least half an hour, so just stretch out.
You must sit beside me, then I can relax.
This is the best moment of the whole party.
Oh, no, Edward, the best moment is the moment it's over. Can we get away soon?
By the end of the week, I should be quite free.
And we can be alone. I love that house being so remote.
That's why we took it.
Oh, bother! Now, who would come so early? I simply can't get up.
And Mrs. Shuttlethwaite, Mr. Gibbs.
Well, my dears, here I am. I seem literally to have caught you napping. I know I'm much too early, but the fact is, my dears, that I have to go on to the Gunnings party, and you know what they offer in the way of food and drink.
Well, Alex, where on earth did you turn up from?
Where on earth? From the east, from King Kanja, an island you won't have heard of yet. Got back this morning.
But tell us, Alex, what were you doing in this King Kanja? Shooting tigers.
There are no tigers, Julia, in King Kanja. I've been staying with the governor. Three of us have been out on a tour of inspection of local conditions.
What about monkey nuts?
No, not monkey nuts. But it had to do with monkeys. At least the monkeys have become the pretext for general unrest amongst the natives.
But how do the monkeys create unrest?
To begin with, the monkeys are very destructive.
But can't they exterminate them?
Unfortunately, the majority of the natives are heathen. They hold these monkeys in peculiar veneration and do not want them killed. So they blame the government for the damage that the monkeys do. And that's not the worst of it.
Some of the tribes of Christian converts naturally take a different view. They trap the monkeys and they eat them. The young monkeys are extremely...